This is Tori. Welcome to the 10th episode of the Shatter Silence podcast, a production of HeardBelievedLoved.com. We're still having a few technical issues with the website, so there won't be a blog post again this week, but rest assured we will be back on track very soon. Today's episode is called To Those Who Struggle with Anger. Did you know it's okay for you to be angry, dear one? You don't have to hide it or stuff it down. Let's have a talk, you and me. I made those emotions raging inside of you, my child, not to cripple you or hurt you, but to give you the freedom to express your complex thoughts and feelings. I'm an emotional God. Did you know that? When I made you in my image, I gave you emotions so that we could connect in a way far beyond the animals or plants I also created. And anger is not a bad thing. Don't let the world tell you that it is. In fact, anger is good. It's a reaction to something wrong, like an alarm going off in your head. You don't have to react explosively to it. But it's not wrong to feel your anger and to try to understand it. Think of anger like a symptom, like a smoke alarm going off. When there's a fire, do you just turn the alarm off and ignore the flames and the smoke rising? No, you address the emergency. You put out the fire, or if you can't do it on your own, you find someone that can help. That is what anger is like. It's an alarm for hurt in your heart. Maybe it's caused by jealousy or a feeling of injustice. Maybe it's because you feel left out or passed over. Maybe it's because you've been hurt and you don't want to get hurt again. Anger is not a sin, beloved. It is a symptom of another emotion. Acting in anger is sinful. If you were to hurt someone out of your anger, that would be a sin. But feeling the emotion anger, seeing that alarm going off and acknowledging it, that is not a sin. I love each of the emotions I created in you, because I have emotions too. You are my child in that way, resembling your Heavenly Father. I gave you the capacity to feel joy and love, but also anger and fear. Emotions can be crippling sometimes. I understand that, dear one. Turn to me and let me help you make sense of your feelings. They are not truth. They are fleeting and momentary, but they are very important. Your feelings are valid. They are how you communicate and understand this world. You don't have to run from your anger anymore, or stuff it down and pretend like it's not there. You don't have to use it as a weapon to hurt other people, or a shield to keep yourself safe. Come, let me show you how to use your anger in a good way. Spend time with me in the Word. See how Jesus expresses his anger when the money changers do wrong in the temple. See how in the Psalms, David worships me after getting angry with me. Don't worry about stepping on my toes. I'm a big God. You won't offend me by using the gift that I gave you. I love you, dear child. Let's try to understand your anger better together. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you can join me again next week for another update. Please check out HeardBelievedLove.com for free downloadable resources, referrals to mental health support, and so much more. And if you're looking for community, please check out our Facebook group. Have an amazing week. Your mess is welcome here, friend.